Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. I'm transsexual. Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver. Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss The Hangover Part 2, running from June 1st until June 9th. And then Super 8, running from June 10th until June 23rd. For more information, visit www.riotheater.ca.
And we're here. Inside Out Radio.
Inside Out Radio.
Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Do you have a... Oh, it's a loud song. We're in a pretty full studio right now.
He's in the house.
We got Brad Winter.
Hello.
He's going to be playing the second half of the show. Aleem, of course, is in the house. And Logan, who got a haircut.
Yeah.
Haircut guy.
Log bro
is back from his travels from London. And
Oi,
mate. Did you get tons of amazing grime music?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Any Junior Spesh?
They played Junior Spesh.
Did you?
One man played Junior Spesh.
These mics are pretty... They're picking up Logan pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Brogan.
You're projecting well.
We lost Brogan.
So, what... Quickly, weekly recap.
Oh, I was in Las Vegas last week.
Tell us.
It was pretty good.
What did you do?
I drank and gambled and...
Boned a bunch of hookers.
Yep, that happened. And, it was just basically Las Vegas without, like, throwing down because I'm with my girlfriend, so it was just, like, pretty mellow.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. I ate at a Bouchon, which was a really good restaurant that Thomas Keller is, like, the head chef or the executive chef. He's not, like, not in there cooking because he has, like, three other restaurants.
Right, but it's a renowned world globally.
Yeah, he was, like, one of the OG dudes in the Napa Valley who created that food trend, the local diet food trend.
Ah.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Amazing.
I mean, there's so many people who report to be that guy. Like, Bishop from, like, Bishop's, like, here says he said he started doing the same shit.
I thought you meant Bishop from Juice.
No, not Bishop from Juice.
Okay.
Bishop from Juice invented the juice-only diet.
You got the juice now, dog.
Also the Wild Rose cleanse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Awesome.
So, this Friday...
This Friday we have something happening.
Midnight City.
Midnight Titties.
Midnight Titties. Maybe. Oh. I'm hoping. You know what? We actually did have that happen at midnight, the one at the chapel, Midnight City 4.
Yeah,
there was... It wasn't Midnight Titty, it was like 2 a.m. Titty, but a girl flashed us.
Yeah.
She flashed us while we were all like kind of jamming out at the end for the last like half hour. And she was like, you know, I've been standing here with my tits out for like... literally 45 seconds and nobody even looked. You guys are all just jumping around, clapping, listening to each other's music like that each guy is playing, you know? And
yeah,
like, yeah.
It was pretty...
Hopefully she comes out and shows some midnight titty, but...
We should have just given her guest list permanently.
Permanent guest list.
Yeah. And then she could keep doing that and we could keep not paying attention.
Totally. So yeah. If you want to flash your chest, men or women on Friday, feel free to. We probably won't notice for at least a minute.
Yeah, and probably won't care.
Yeah.
I've seen boobs before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Brad, have you seen boobs before?
Yes.
Yeah,
I can say I have.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's cool.
Anyways, Midnight City 6, this Friday at the Waldorf. Doors are 11 o'clock.
With Blackbone.
Yes, Blackbone, one of the original founders of Jack Your Body.
Blackbone's the man.
He is. We're pumped. It's going to be myself, Zia, and him holding it down. And...
Blackbone.
Yeah.
Blackbone.
Yeah.
Sam's pretty good.
Blackbone.
Yeah.
So Blackbone.
Oh, that's Sam. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I wonder how many people don't realize that Blackbone is actually Sam.
I don't know. They'll find out.
I guess they'll find out.
Yeah.
It's Blackbone.
So that's on Friday. And then on Saturday at W2, the homie Prison Guard is playing there, so you should definitely go there. But Friday, we'll see you guys.
Waldorf.
Yep, and you can RSVP for free entry before 11:30 by going to, I guess, what?
Well, you just go to the Facebook group, the Facebook page, Midnight City 6, just type it in.
Or go to insideoutradio.ca, the event's posted on there and the link's in there, so.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Either okay. way.
Get some music, dude.
Okay.
A pair of headphones and listening to music just not doing it for you anymore? Then rediscover your love of music by seeing it happen right before your eyes at the Sled Island Independent Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta. Running from June 22nd to the 25th, you can catch such great acts as Blonde Redhead of Montreal, Twin Shadow, The Ravenettes, and local Vancouver bands No Gold, Teen Days, Dead Ghosts, and Bison BC. With over 200 bands playing, there's something for everyone. For full lineup and tickets, go to www.sledisland.com. Let's pretend we don't exist.
Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Yeah, the state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying? Get right. More witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for.
Era.
Let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a cry. Draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
Uh-huh. You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables.
Era. DJ.
But I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
Where that?
We're back.
In silence.
Out radio.
Don't walk away. In silence. You're listening to Inside Out Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is our friend Logan is in the house.
That's cool. Gene Hunt was playing through the computer speakers.
With myself, Zia Hergy, and
I'm here with one earphone headphone hanging off my head.
That's a good look.
Hopefully we get some new headphones in here soon.
I'm here with a half-cutting out headphone.
Yeah. We're doing well here. Shout out to my sister who's listening in New York.
Oh.
What up, sis?
Hey.
Okay, so before we get back to our guest, Brad, and some music here.
DJ Beat!
We're going to discuss...
The Canucks.
The sports team game. There was a sports team game last night.
It happened.
Mm-hmm. What
Baseball,
was the score?
Golf.
It was like 8-1 or something.
You should have seen the headlines everywhere on the Metro and the 24/7 and all those papers. One of them was Boston Massacre. And it just showed this girl who looked like her mother just passed away, and then it was like
that's a good look.
Yeah, Boston Massacre. What else was there? Mauled,
yeah, Bruins, of course.
Witty.
Yeah, they were pretty good headlines. And we counted.
Was there one that said Boston Tea Party?
There was 26 pages of like a 50-page thing was on Canucks.
How many of those were ads?
No, they were just all talking about Canucks. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyways, very big deal.
It's so like
we have a theory,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We've come to this conclusion of why they were lost, why they got their ass whooped 8-1 yesterday.
You know?
And it was the universe basically saying, F you, Vancouver, for doing this. And here's what it is.
This is terrible, by the way.
Beast by Dre.
Headphones. if I can sit through this. Just play. So it's like a minute. We'll play.
We can read the comments after maybe.
Yeah.
Yo, we a different team now. We the Western Conference Championship team. And if you follow hockey, you know what this means. And if you don't, just follow me, you'll still be a part of this dream. Plan the parade, cause we're bringing the cup home. And if you feel like I do, just
stay
say, go Canucks, go Canucks, go. 40 seasons in the desert is more than enough.
Okay, this is all you take. I'm cutting it off.
Wait, the chorus. Can you jump in ahead for the chorus?
I don't... It's coming up.
With the
you can hear his accent through
the auto-tune.
That's actually a swag. Yeah. There's swag to the auto-tune. I wish you guys...
Okay, no, stop it. I can't take it.
Oh god, that was terrible. They're my favorite line of that entire thing is sitting in the third row eating churros.
That's and then what, he says, then yes. He says from like Burrows all the way to the Burrows.
Alex Burrows to
yeah.
the Burrows.
Yeah.
What are the? Let's read some of the YouTube comments.
Let's see.
You suck.
I loved how it paid tribute to Luke, Trevor, and Mark. Oh, that's stupid. Holla at your boy is a good comment made by Specstorm one day ago. Where to find some.
Okay, screw it, whatever. And we spent enough time on this asshole.
I think my comment got deleted.
What's his T, we're starting...
T-Pack, Go Canucks, I'm gonna dislike it. There we go.
Inside Out Radio dislikes T-Pack, Go
Canucks, go. This is our first official beef?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're starting beef.
Ginger beef. Say I.
Yeah, I. No?
No.
Brad,
no?
Okay.
He's not a man of the beef.
Not a man of the beef.
He's vegan.
I'm a vegetarian.
There you go. Called it. Okay, go ahead. This is Brad,
do your thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where my weed at?
I got 25 big blues,
Man sieht Sentenje, sambanda, panchande, jubelue, zumbunje, lawa, pantanje, 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 jubelue, bande, juba, pantanje, cantanje, jubelue, zumbunje, kamba, palanve, palue, zumbunje, lawa, pantanje, 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 we
hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. Nope, I ain't talking about a pussy walls, y'all. I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. Yo, I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all. I hit the bottom of a pussy, y'all.